Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
Listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Benders, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey Townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population U. We love that you are here. We love that you guys keep rating and reviewing the show, joining the Facebook page. You are part of this sort of revolution of dealing with the dumbness in our world. This world is getting dumber. It is not, that is empirical. That's as empirical as climate changing. The world is getting dumber, and the only way to combat that is through humor, and that's what we try and do on this show, and pointing it out, trying to understand stupid behavior,
even celebrate it in some moments.
I think so too, and that is what we do. We've got Daniel Van Kirk here.
Hi, friends.
Hello, Dan. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, guys.
Are you excited because we have an old friend here, someone who we all know and love as an actor, as a buddy.
As an Eagle Scout.
Eagle Scout, as a contributor to this and this show in its various incarnations, is his first time in Dumb People Town. You might recognize him from the amazing Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
As Taserface, who is arguably the most intense character with like the greatest running gag. I don't want to give
it
away.
Don't give anything away.
But it is.
Oh, yeah, I don't want
to
say.
I personally grew to love him on The Nick, one of my favorite shows, if you haven't seen it on Cinemax.
He's just an ass.
We're of course talking about Chris Sullivan, like he's dead.
Oh, he's here, man, in the room.
I'm right here, you guys.
Buddy,
I'm sitting right here.
He's right there.
Or on a personal level, he's your friend that your entire family wanted to know at Christmas time whether or not he died on This Is Us.
Yeah.
It was like I mean, barraged.
And you guys, all of this started maybe a year and a half ago, right after I came on your podcast.
I don't want to say we're responsible for your meteoric rise, but
no,
and I don't know why they call it a meteoric. By the way, meteors fall, they don't rise.
Yeah.
But you have.
How
had,
is that? Why is that they call it meteoric rises?
That's a bizarre thing.
No, but you have. I knew from the second I watched you in The Nick that I was like, oh, this guy is something special, and he is going
Jesus.
To continue to work and do great things. And okay, so The Nick was not a show that like millions and millions and millions of people watched, but shot by Soderbergh, done really well. Everybody on that show, incredible. Michael Begler and his partner created an amazing show, and you flourished on that show. I thought
well,
your
you.
Character and what you could do. Don't you feel like they made a great use of you and your abilities?
Yeah, I was very lucky for them to provide me with such an interesting character to play.
Yeah.
And the producers of This Is Us
saw
The Nick.
Yeah, they were.
And I assume that they heard my first appearance on this podcast.
Probably. Oh, I'm sure
yeah.
they
oh,
did.
Yeah. And called me in for This Is Us. And that's how, I mean, literally everything after The Nick.
Fucking Stranger Things!
I was
going nuts! And then I was crestfallen, but I'm not going to give it away.
It's been a crazy year.
But it is kind of amazing because you're not a comedian. You're not like a guy who did a stand-up special on it. This is what I think people don't understand, Dan, is that like he's doing it off the strength of performances in things. It's not like he can go out. It's a much more difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
Like I think if you're Mark Norman, who was on our show a few weeks ago, who is amazing, like Jay and I have seen him do stand-up in like three or four different arenas.
Yeah.
Okay. We saw him at a festival. We saw him do it in a 3-minute spot on during roast battle when people aren't paying attention. And every single time we've seen him do it and then saw his special, he just kills. And I'm like, this guy is a poised to break out. He did an hour on Comedy Central. I'm like, he can break out and people can be like, have you seen Mark Norman? Have you seen this? Have you seen that? To do it the way you're doing it and to build a career that way is much more difficult. And I'm like amazed and very proud of you.
Well, thank you very much. And now Mark Norman has been on this podcast and it's all,
he is going to blow
everything. He's going to blow up.
Everything lay before him.
Yeah.
Well, on this show, people contribute and they give us stories.
Oh.
And Dan,
you know how it goes because you're a consumer of this show as well.
I am a huge consumer. Mark's episode was great.
Yeah.
That was the birth of Jan Flotto.
Jan Flotto.
And it just, the Jan Flotto blotter.
The Flotto Blotter is what I'm going
to
call it.
I want you to play Jan Flotto in a show somewhere.
Yeah, just
and,
somehow.
And so, deep. I visited the country. I visited the county.
Yeah.
And now you're a dumb people townie.
And now you're a townie. Dumb people townie. I like that.
You're the guy townies. Who hangs out at the bar who everyone's excited. Sully!
There he is.
There he is. Chris Sullivan, let's do this, Dan. We got stories.
All right. This was sent in by Carson 2002 at...
I wanted to be Carson Palmer so badly. Right? Or Carson Daly.
M.A. Carson 02. Mm-hmm. He loves... That 2 is really relevant for this person's Twitter handle. This story blew up. It was really big. I think I know it. I have to do it because of the levels of frustration and venting I was doing reading it.
Yes. This will be cathartic for you.
This will be an exercise
you guys,
in you getting it
we
out.
We will get into some very personal beliefs, and I feel like we can all share in this.
That's what I love about these stories as well, before you jump in.
Yeah.
What they do is they force us. There was a great play on Broadway years ago that...
Cats.
No.
Okay.
Art. So Steve Martin wrote it? Yeah, I believe Steve...
No, Steve Martin didn't write it, but...
Yasmino Reza.
Oh.
It was a French play.
French
that
play.
That was translated into English.
Was Steve Martin in it?
No, Steve Martin
Alfred,
was not.
Alfred Molina was in it. Mm-hmm. Alan Alda?
The guy
Alan
from...
Alan Alda. Alfred Molina, and then the guy who was the captain of the ship in Titanic.
Oh, yeah.
What was that guy's name?
Victor Garber.
Victor Garber. So the three of them were in it, and basically it was just three guys' view of a white, totally white canvas... Just blank canvas.
With white stripes. It didn't have white diagonal stripes. It was a white painting with white diagonal stripes. And they debated whether it was art or not.
Right. And so what I think of these stories is it forced so much of their own beliefs to come to the surface when you look at something like that. These are white canvases.
Oh.
Dirtied by.
Human Rorschach test.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel confident that you guys will join me, but I can speak for myself. So many of my own beliefs are going to come out.
Let's hear it.
All right.
Let's get in.
I think you're going to know exactly what this story is about, but you may not know all the details because it gets crazy. A man is suing a Round Rock woman for texting during a movie date at the Barton Creek Square Theater, according to a petition filed in small claims court in Travis County.
Good.
Brendan, I say good. Brendan Vesmar, 37 years old.
She probably left. Yeah. She probably left the thing on. It wasn't on mute, so it just...
Mm-hmm. You're...
At the highest level of brightness.
Yeah, exactly. I like to see it.
I can't read.
Right. Brendan Vesmar. Randy, just the you imitating doing that. I'm going to go get an usher. I'm going to go get a dumb people town usher.
Whoop.
Brendan Vesmar. He's so
old
big.
Brandon.
I know.
Old Brandon.
Of Austin filed the claim Thursday against his date. He is asking for...
Against his date?
Yes.
Oh, I love this
against
so much.
Against his own date.
This is a Tinder date. It has to be.
He is asking for $17.31, which was the price of the movie ticket for a 3D showing of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Yes!
He told the American Statesman, this guy was on a date with this woman trying to watch our friend Chris Sullivan in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, and she kept texting, and he is suing her ass for $17.
This is in Texas?
It's in Austin. Yeah.
In Austin. So this is where Texas, the state where they execute retarded people.
Yes.
And he wants to tie up the courts with...
Can that be a possible finding in this small claims case?
Could be.
He ends up getting executed.
Is that a possibility?
For filing suit. I don't know, but all I know is this is maybe something you don't want to tie the courts up with.
The woman, reached by phone Tuesday, said she didn't know about the claim against her. She asked that her name not be used. What is happening?
She said that in a text message.
Oh my God, she said. This is crazy.
My God. Oh my God, she texted.
OMG.
Brandon, who has his own communications consulting company, said he met the woman... Online.
Tinder date. Called it, Sully.
And went with her on their first date on May 6th to the movie. Quote, it was kind of a date from hell, Brandon said.
First of all.
Yes.
To a movie on a first date. So I want to go to a place with you.
Where we don't have to talk.
So I don't talk to
you. Or look at each other.
Guys,
Hold on. I feel I'm the same way as you. But I think sometimes we have to remember.
People like to kind of ease it in.
Not everyone, like the four of us in this room or a lot of the people that we associate with are very like,
I want to know about you. Let's get into it. Let's start opening
up.
We
can all do the tap dance of any conversation to just kind of like be, you know. But I think for normos, yep. if you will,
yep.
the average
mm-hmm.
person,
yep.
the pressure of having that much that much conversation can be daunting.
All right.
Like, don't you ever wonder? I've asked girls I dated this before. I said,
first date movie?
I go, is it less fun or more annoying dating a comic? Because we're always like, we have bits ready to go, jokes like, we'll be driving, like, you, dude, one of my favorite of all time, the man in a gondolier outfit walking down Sunset Boulevard in Silver Lake. Like, you point that out and see that and then do jokes with who's ever the car, like.
Yeah, no, but this is what we do. This is what I do with my wife, but I've known her for 20 years, is we were teaching our kids our address,
mm-hmm.
and we did it in a song. So we did da-da-da-da, Avenue, Silver Lake. Silver Lake, 9009. All right, so we did that joke. So we'd be driving down the street with my wife, and you see like a guy
who's the epitome of Silver Lake.
90 degrees. He's got a wool cap and like a black jacket on, and like boots and everything. And I'll just turn to her and be like, Silver Lake, Silver Lake.
Right, but see, does that bit exist for like people who aren't comics in a relationship?
No.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I think for some people, a first date, they don't want to talk,
Dan,
for 3 hours. This
movies
really
are created for married couples who don't want to talk to each other to go
out.
I love going
to movies with anybody.
I do too. Yes. Okay. There has to be a component. If there's a component after, I will say, I remember like going on dates to the Angelica movie theater in New York,
mm-hmm.
going upstairs and having coffee and talking about the movie afterwards. That's a whole
thought-provoking
experience. Yes.
Thought-provoking social commentary.
But imagine the date is pick up, go to the movie, drop off at home.
Okay, so yeah, that's a bad date.
Definitely a bad date. There are friends who I will not see movies with, and it is as little as during the trailers, leaning over and too loudly going, I'm going to see that. That looks good.
You don't like that? You know what I like to do?
That looks good. We're never seeing a
you
movie
know what
ever.
I like?
Chris Sullivan likes it to be silent and focused attention.
Me too, but there are two bits I do constantly in movies. If the trailer was for a horrible movie and there's that time when the trailer has ended between and it just like June 17th. I'll go, like just, and then my other one is right after the trailers end and the lights fully go down to start the movie. So I'll do this a couple times a year. I'll just all of a sudden it's dark. Movie hasn't started yet. Trailers are over. I'll go, hello, call me back in like 10 minutes. No, it's probably not even going to be good. I'll answer. You call me back. And people are like, this.
The ringer's on. It's fine.
I'll hear it. I'll do that.
So
bit.
Funny.
But yeah, those are jokes
bits.
Because I'm very
those
hardcore
movie
too
bits.
About.
Movie guests. Yeah. Movie guests.
But well, there's some people that have fun. I just believe in some first dates. They might be like, oh, no pressure.
But what we're learning, I think, about this guy is that this texting incident was the last straw.
Yeah,
of the first date.
Of the first date.
Yes. The last straw of the first date.
Yes. Well,
title of his memoir.
I make my kids stand around at the end and watch the credits because I'm like, someone needs to see the gaffer. Someone needs to see
not?
The best. But I mean, he did.
You're a good man.
He or she did something on this film.
I have
they
a theory. I've thought about this for years. If you and your
That's
wife
respect.
Or your husband or anybody are like going to have a baby and you're trying to decide on names, I would watch the credits of every movie. You see so many names. I've always wondered if people are like, let's just see what names are out there.
Yeah, I guess Nikolai is
or
a
what
good
names
name.
Aren't out there. Right.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So she said, oh my God, this is crazy.
She said, oh my God, this is crazy.
Y'all, this is crazy.
Y'all,
this is crazy.
He said it was kind of the first date from hell. About 15 minutes after the movie began, Brandon said his date started texting on her phone. Quote, this is like one of my biggest pet peeves.
Not even his biggest pet peeve.
It's like one of his biggest pet peeves.
Yeah, it's similar to.
It's exactly like it.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not it.
In the petition, Brandon said the woman, quote, activated her phone at least. I'm going to ask you guys, how many times do you think she did this?
Or how many times does he estimate that she did this?
Yeah, in 15 minutes. Now, they give a variance, so I'm going to go with, they give two numbers. I'm going to go with the number right in between,
okay.
So we'll average it out. So I'll tell you what that number is after you guys guess. You are our guest, Chris Sullivan, so you can go first or you can go last. On how many times she texted in 15 minutes?
I mean, this woman must have activated her phone like 32 times in 15 minutes.
32 times. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I love activating phone. Like,
yes.
That phrase has never been
the
used.
Activation was,
I just,
was
what
incessant.
I do, what I do is I say, hey, Siri, activate.
You're being too nice. If you're activating a phone, you're pushed to talk.
Yeah.
Like,
she was vocal texting. texting. Yeah. This record my
Remember
boy.
Those Nextel push to talks?
Mm-hmm. Little walkie talkies.
Where you at, man? I'm leaving soon.
Period. Sari. Next sentence. New sentence.
All right, Jason Sklar.
I'm going to say 45 times.
45 times in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Randy Sklar.
I'm going to say 80 times.
Yes,
you can text so much. You clearly are.
15 times in 15 minutes. Chris Sullivan is
a
We all way overshot. But,
we over, hey, you know.
15 times, definitely worth the lawsuit.
I overshot this date, so.
Brandon said he asked her to stop, but she refused. Can
this
I tell you guys?
This is my question. If he said anything or if he just sat through it and then went home and filed suit.
If I'm him, I in full voice, I've done this to people in theaters. I would look at her and I would just go, leave.
Yeah.
Leave. Just leave.
I would say you gotta stop. You gotta stop.
You gotta stop. That is imperative.
You gotta stop.
Do you think his first one was like, cause he knew the person and was on a date.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it was just kind of like a, hey, do you mind if we
come on? Can we do that afterwards?
Hey, can you not?
Can you not?
Can you not?
Can you not?
No. Can you not?
Is
a very like you've been together for a long time, and that's what you say to your wife of 6 years.
New first date would be like, hey,
can we do that afterwards?
I'd be like, is this your thing?
Did he just hold out a hand and like shade his eyes from the screen?
I've done that to people before too. That's a first move. That's a solid. You're trying, but you're not saying anything.
Or, by the way, why in this moment are you trying to save anything?
Agreed.
Right. Why don't you just say, okay, this is the person I'm with. She doesn't care or have respect for anything, let alone an amazing
One
movie.
Of us is leaving. You're leaving or I'm leaving?
I'd get up and move to another seat.
Oh, and you're done? That's a pro move, too.
That's a total pro move.
Same room as her with the date being over.
Like three rows back.
And then you walk out to your car and you leave. And you go find a way home.
You got to go forward, right? So you don't see the glow in front of you.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely. True. But what I would say is I didn't want to get in the way of your texting. Yeah. Sorry. You seem
pretty busy.
I don't want to like distract you from what you really came here to do, which was have a conversation
with someone
else. You seem busy.
I'm going to go.
I'm going to get on another road.
Brandon said he told her that maybe, that's kind of passive aggressive, maybe she could go outside to text.
Yes.
Leave.
Maybe is like when I forget about something that my kids have to do and my wife asks me politely, did you get the emails? Do you get the emails?
Do you get the emails?
She knows you get them.
Is the question before the question of before the? It's like so far removed, but if it were a fight, if it were a physical fight, do you get the emails? Is you want to step outside?
That's what the
do
beginning.
Do you get the emails? Is only responded to. Oh, we're doing this now.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna do this.
Yeah, she's drawing a line.
Yeah, I get the email.
Do you not get the emails?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Are you getting the email?
That's pro. That's pro level too.
Do you want to go out? Do you want to step outside?
Are you getting the emails? To me, is the equivalent of saying "fuck you" down to the ground.
Oh, for the follow up email. I'm just making sure you saw this. I'm just checking in to make sure you got this.
I'll forward you all of them because apparently you're not getting.
You're not getting. I'm getting the emails. I'm getting all of them.
Here we go.
He said. He asked her to stop. She refused, which means it could have been like, can you stop? Nope. Nope.
Maybe. Nope. Can you do that outside?
He said he told her that maybe she could go outside to text. She then left the theater and never came back.
Okay.
Problem solved.
Yeah.
Great. Watch the movie. Enjoy.
She also left in her car, which they had driven to the theater, leaving Brandon without a ride.
So pulled your move.
She pulled my move.
She pulled your move.
So he needs to be suing for Uber damages.
Uber damage. Yeah.
But to which I say, fine, leave. That's fine. Yeah. We needed it to end. I'm all for her saying, I'm not waiting for your ass. Like,
number one, I want to see this movie. Number two, you now have taken the distraction and gotten rid of it.
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure.
But there is that singled out, the old MTV show moment where, you know, when they turn them around and they see each other, there's just like in one of their faces, there's disappointment.
Yeah.
And that's what happened for this woman. And she, even though she may have seen a photo of him online, she saw him in person, didn't like his shoes or whatever her dumb reason was.
Brown shoes at night.
And immediately she was like, oh.
Brown shoes at night.
Dude, brown shoes at night.
Brown
don't
shoes
even.
At night. Whoa.
A guy wearing brown shoes at night. I want to like talk to him and be like, you can't do this, man.
So, Daniel, that is a highly sophisticated stance that I didn't expect to hear today.
I cannot, brown shoes at
you
night.
If you're going day to night, I can give you some
day to night. Yeah,
brown forgiveness.
You can't wear brown shoes at night.
No, you cannot wear brown shoes at night.
What about an oxblood?
That's a little better.
Look, here's the deal.
If you only own brown shoes,
well, then let's talk. About
we need it. You need a new life view, is what Dan's saying.
I'm going to tell you guys next time you're out. Look at his shoes. Look at a man's brown shoes
at
night.
I have brown shoes.
Okay, I know, you look great. You can look great in brown shoes. Just if you're getting ready to go out at night, don't put on brown shoes.
Listen to me. She saw the guy. She was disappointed. She wrote it off. She was trying to sabotage the date.
So her whole thing was a passive aggressive.
Yeah, yeah.
Like his maybe, but her.
She didn't want to be rude to the server. She was just trying to end the date.
Yeah. She was like, give me a reason to get up and drive out of here. Just give me the slightest reason. And the second he turned her,
give me a reason to drive out of here.
Yeah. God, this guy's, we've been on a date for 3 hours and this guy hasn't said anything about my bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. There we go. She was like, give me a reason to get up and drive out of here. And he just turned to her and said, maybe could you? She's like, yep. See you later.
Done.
I could.
You
I got definitely
it.
Could. I will.
He said, Brandon said he texted her a few days later asking for the price of the ticket, but she refused to pay it.
That's how about first move. By the way, this speaks to like most people's loss aversion. Like they can't cut their losses and be like, all right, that was a life experience. I lived it, but he has to get that $17.
No, or this guy's amazing sense of humor.
Yes. Because it could be hilarious.
I could see Daniel doing this.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Are you ready to fully be on his side?
Yes.
The woman said Tuesday she only texted on her phone in the theater 2 or 3 times. That's irrelevant.
That's a lie, too.
Quote, this is what she said. Quote, I had my phone low and wasn't bothering anybody except the person who asked you to stop.
Who you're on a date with, giving no respect.
I wasn't bothering anybody. You mean other than the guy who's suing you because you wouldn't stop texting? Mm-hmm. Is he anybody?
Two or three times does not bring a loss.
He was the most bothered person who's ever been in a movie theater.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Then she said, she was texting a friend who was having a fight with her boyfriend. Quote, it wasn't like constant texting. Who cares? You are on leave. Get up and if it's so important, you've all
if
been.
If she was like, I was texting my sister because my mom broke her hip and was on her way to the hospital. Now you have a story. Because her friend was having a fight with her boyfriend, or you just
it can wait 2 hours,
or do what he said, which is, excuse me, I'll be right back. I gotta just deal with this
one
quickly.
That.
And I'm so sorry, I'll be right back. Unless the fight with the boyfriend and the person is Ray Rice and the woman he punched in an elevator, this is not a situation you need to text with.
Either way,
and if you leave, you gotta go. You have to go help your friend.
Please tell me what happens with this taser face guy. I hope the whole movie is about it.
Yeah, exactly. I love his runner. I love the running line that he...
She said Brandon had called her to ask her to pay him back for the movie ticket, but she refused because, quote, he took me out on a date.
And she drove.
She had also planned to file a protective order against Brandon for contacting her little sister to get the money for the movie ticket.
Okay.
Brandon. Brandon.
Shaking down a 12th grader.
Brandon. She's like 9 years old at a bus stop. He's like, hey, how you doing? You don't know me. My name's Brandon.
Right.
I need about $17.
Brandon went from a passive aggressive maybe to hitting up the family members for the money.
Yeah. Where there's a sister, there's a way.
Yeah. How much money you get every day for lunch?
Yeah.
I will do this in 2 weeks.
I'm gonna see you for the next 6 days.
Yeah, we'll do this for 2 weeks.
She said she also planned to file a protective order for, like I said, for trying to get the little sister. He's shaking people down for this.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
According to the petition, the texting was, quote, a direct violation of the theater's policy, and the date his date was adversely affected, and it adversely affected his viewing experience and that of other patrons. I will say, people who even try to be discreet or whatever don't understand
how bright it is,
how stadium seating works, and all. It's like, no,
You're not doing it.
No.
There was a lady on a date in a movie theater with me about four seats to my right who had pulled her sweater up over her head, mm-mm, pulled her arms into her sweater, mm-mm, and was texting inside her clothing. Mm-mm. Her date was sitting next to her, and he and I are sharing looks.
Yeah.
Because she has turned her sweater into this glowing orb.
If I'm him, yeah, she's now the orb that Trump was touching,
yeah,
in Saudi.
Yeah.
Saudi orb.
If I'm him, yeah, power as orb, quietly as possible, I get up and leave.
Get out.
And see if she just stays in her phone tent and doesn't even know.
She was in there for at least 45 minutes.
I mean, that, unless she's watching
Chris, so fuck that. And
unless
fuck
she's watching
people.
Another movie. Or unless she's watching the end of E.T. and recreating it, that, yeah, moment where the, yeah, heart light comes
she
on.
She was trying to watch Guardians of the Galaxy 1 to catch up.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know who this
I don't,
guy
who
is.
Who are these people?
Why does he like mixtapes so much?
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I did. I mean, sometimes what I'll also do if a phone is ringing, if you Sylvester Stallone in it and you come up over the top hard enough in a theater, you, mm-hmm, can get people, because they don't know who's talking to,
right,
them.
Right.
And so I'll throw out like a, turn that shit off. And people nice are like, wow, I don't even mess
that's
with
strong.
The, yeah,
it taps like, oh, into like a parental thing. Right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What did,
yeah,
I do? What did I do? I'm a bad,
or a police,
a bad boy
thing.
I used to go super early to movies. Like, I think if, I thought if I went, when there was like four or five of us,
you set the tone.
No, that it would be better, but those people have less accountability.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
you gotta go at high time.
You, yeah, gotta go
sold out show.
That's, yeah, why you gotta get your seat first.
Yeah, get your seat first. You when people are, when you have the protection of the crowd,
yeah,
around you,
assigned, yeah, seat. You get an assigned seat online, and then that way you don't have to show up until it's like you're
also
ready.
If I'm Brandon, I just go get an usher to kick her out while you sit in your seat and act like you don't know her.
By the way, why don't more people at the beginning of things say, or the announcement says, please turn your phones off?
Yeah.
What Dan just said though is exactly what he should have done. He should have gone and got an usher.
And then sat back down.
And sat back down. And
yeah,
then,
I don't know her.
And no. And then usher comes and is like, hey, you got to leave because I said there was no texting. And he's like, wait, and he could fake fight it.
Oh, my God.
What are
what's
you talking
happening?
About? What? She's my date. This is my date. This is
a date.
And she's like, she's got to go.
No, she's my ride.
All right. I guess you give me your half of the money for the thing. And then we're good.
Yeah. But in the Seinfeld version of this, yeah, he ends up winning the argument with the usher, and now they still have to spend the rest of the
right
day.
He oversells it.
Right.
He oversells it.
Yeah. So did he win, yeah, or lose? Was it thrown out of the courts?
They don't say. While damages sought are modest, the principle is important as the defendant's behavior is a threat to civilized society.
It is, though.
Said.
It is, though. People think he's going overboard, but I'm totally on his side.
Randy and I talk about this all the time. Comedy shows are one of the last public experiences where there's very little texting. And as a community, we experience something together. Movies, because the person's not there, because you're not really,
right,
quote unquote, disrespecting the actors.
Although I feel like it.
But so, we feel, yeah, like, yeah, it because, yeah, we're, yeah, there. But if a comedian's on stage and sees you texting, you can kind of be a target and they,
right,
can go after you and, right, and shame the shit out of you for everyone. And that fear, I think, scares a lot of people away, mm-hmm, from doing it at a comedy show. And as a result, we have this great communal experience.
Let me, yeah, say this. If you're texting during Guardians of the Galaxy 2, I feel it.
Yeah,
he does feel,
right,
it.
I feel it,
yeah,
at home.
Yeah,
right?
His face is going to come out.
There's a moment where you're like, either in his knee, he feels it. He's like, either it's going to rain in an hour, or someone's texting during Guardians of the Galaxy.
But that's why, yeah, comedy works in Denver is so great, because they take everybody's phone
and they put it in a,
yes, and then the best
smart,
part, one of the best parts of those shows is watching the audience before the show starts, because they're all just sitting around talking to,
yeah,
each other.
And they're all, it
they,
is
like interacting, like no one has a phone.
They
has
have
a phone.
These, yeah, they have the neoprene pouches.
Yeah.
When we were watching screenings, early screenings of Guardians, yeah, they tuck your phone in this thing, it magnetizes, it locks, and they lock it. You
because
can still carry it. You
they
should
don't
have
want
it.
You, they don't, yeah, want you to be
to record
to
it
me,
or,
yeah, exactly,
or any of these,
yeah,
things. It would, yeah, be perfect.
All right. So we're all squarely on this dude's side.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to ask you guys right now. We usually do it. It seems to always happen with the men, but we're going to play How Old Is This Woman?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is going to get it right? Guess the age. Guess the age.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then we'll get out. After that, we'll get out on two last quotes from her. All right.
Did we already find out how old Brandon was?
I said it, but I can't go back. I can tell you if you want. It's your call. I did say it. Mm-mm. Do you want to know how old he is?
I wasn't listening. I didn't hear.
Okay. He is 37 years old.
Okay, he's 37.
Yes. Do you want to go first or last, Chris Sullivan?
I will go first.
Okay.
And he...
How old is... Let's call her Emily.
I believe that this is even more inappropriate than it should be, and I think she's 23.
23. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he should have known better.
Yeah.
Okay, 23. Jason and Randy.
Her Saturn's returning. She's 28.
Yeah. 28.
I'm gonna say she's 30.
30?
30.
Emily, as we just named her, is 35 years old.
Oh, what? Come on.
35.
Eggs are drying up.
Yeah. Okay. 35.
So when they say little sister, they mean younger sister.
Yeah,
her sister's like 31.
Maybe, yeah, I guess.
Little sister, I thought, was like 11th grade.
Yeah. You can't say little. I can't tell you why.
Yeah, that was the trick.
By the way, also,
age do you go from, like, this is my sister, instead of this is my little
also,
sister?
I'm trying to think of it from the perspective of the woman. Wouldn't you just be like, here's $17. Just stay out of my life. Like, if you're going to...
No. This guy's...
They both think they're right. That's the thing.
That's true.
But you also got to know, 35-year-old woman still dating on apps.
Well, like, so is he.
Well, yeah, but do women have a shorter shelf life? Fair or unfair in this dating world, I think...
If they want to have kids.
If they want to have children, the time is crunched. She's in this thing. She saw him, was like, this isn't the guy. I'm 35. I got to cut bait now.
You have every right at any point in a date to go, you know what? No, thanks.
Especially on a Tinder date.
Yes.
It seems like people are like, have shown up. I've heard friends like show up and be like,
nope.
Yeah,
nope.
Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah.
Why? Not gonna work. Yeah. We'll get out on this. Quote, she said, this is her final quote and the final part of the story. Quote, I'm not a bad woman, she told the Statesman. I just went on a date. No, you ruined the date.
Yeah, but
whether it was warranted or not, that is
maybe
the
she'll learn not to text.
Her behavior aside, if either one of these people, if you know these people, and you get them onto the Dumb People Town Facebook page,
tell your side of the story,
and tell your whoever tells their side of the story first, I will send Guardians of the Galaxy memorabilia.
Whoa! You heard it.
You heard it.
Facebook.
We'll get an address.
Sullivan's on the page. He's a friend.
Facebook.com/dumbpeopletown.
Check that out. All right. First story down the books. Sully in the house. Dan Van Kirk is here. Guys, Dumb People Town, stay with us.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Dumb People Town. I feel like, thankfully, Chris Sullivan is on this show, so we can be the only people who are promoting Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
I know, man.
He will live off the residuals.
Tremendous, so get some people out to the theaters.
Tremendous lack of promotion for that shit. It was almost like it came in the movie theater and I didn't even know it was coming.
Yeah. You know? It sneaks up on you.
Was that your first time? I know you've been in movies and stuff, but was that your first time in a big movie, seeing yourself 70 feet in a massive thing?
Yeah. This is the first time I've been in a movie that made its money back in the first weekend.
There you go. And by the way, that was a big budget film. That's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
Are going to be well taken care of for a long time.
We shall see.
How did that come about?
We shall see. Not kidding.
Because we hung out like
our podcast
a week before it was announced. And then you're like,
and
I'm so
knew
sorry.
About it.
You weren't allowed to say anything. I wanted to tell you so bad.
We talked to AG way back then too. And he knew about it, but couldn't. Yeah.
Right. Because AG and I are like sidekicks for each other.
How fun is that?
Dude, it was so much fun. We got him named. We got his character a name because he was just Dumb Ravager in the script.
Yeah.
And all these Ravagers had names. Taserface, Kraglin, Tulk. And then we just decided that AG's character should just be named Jeff. And so we started calling him Jeff, and I think it even made it into the movie. Yeah. I think I yell at him.
I think you do too.
Shut up, Jeff.
Yeah.
and we thought it was so funny.
That
James Gunn finally was like, well, yeah, that's how he's credited.
How did that come up? Was that
literally the associate producer, Simon Hatt, was a fan of the Nick?
Yeah, love it.
They were having a hard time casting this role. And I put myself on tape, and that was it.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Did they, when you booked it, were they like, hey, just so you know, there's going to be a lot of makeup?
No.
Oh, really?
No, no. I mean,
did you have to go do like a face, guessed. Like a
yeah? We did a full the baker. Full head cast. Yeah.
So you're breathing through a straw, and they do the whole cat. We did. Yeah. That. That's crazy.
Yeah. How was that?
That was
scary.
If you're claustrophobic, the moment when all of it come, all the paper mache or whatever right. that stuff comes
it's
down.
It's silicone, on top, probably.
The fear for me was I don't know if I'm claustrophobic because you've never had your face encased in plaster before. Yeah. So you're like, well, now we're gonna find out.
Yeah.
If
were
I can,
you? Were you okay?
I managed it all right.
You managed it okay.
But no, yeah, it was a fun experience.
Really so cool, man. It was so cool.
I'm so happy, and I hope it leads to many, many, many more things. I'm sure it will.
Yes. Have
another story, Dan.
Let's do another one. This was sent in by Come On Man at Not Tom Wheat. Mm-hmm. There's a lot.
I'm going to guess that it is
huge
Tom
fan
Wheat.
Of TJ Miller.
It is Tom. Yeah.
Come on!
Not TJ Man.
This takes place, might be a new one for us. Dunbar, West Virginia.
Oh. I'm surprised.
Is this a new state?
Yeah. No, I'm surprised we don't have more stories from
the
West.
You know what we need?
We need a map.
Appalachia.
Yep. You're going right where I'm going, Grandma. Where's all the places we've been in the RV?
And the pins.
Yep. We need a Dumb People Town pin map to know every
Someone
stick.
Make that and post it on the Dumb People Town Facebook page, please.
Okay, here we go. Dunbar, although for us it's probably
Dunbar.
Yep.
Hello. Too easy.
That's got to be a bar in Dunbar,
yeah,
right?
The Dunbar?
Yes.
Dunbar?
Yeah. Dunbar police said, this guy. I remember reading it and just being like,
this guy.
I'm going to tell you this.
I just love the look on your face right now.
We go to the depths.
Yeah.
We're not in the shallows.
No.
We're in the depths.
We're in the deep end.
We're in the coal mine.
Yeah. You know, like in like, it's like, I feel like this happens. It's okay. Woody Allen and Coen Brother movies so many times just have people who in efforts to make things better keep making them worse.
Yes, they keep digging the hole.
Yes, but they think they're digging out.
Like
they're
a British TV series.
Yeah, keep digging the hole. Down.
Yes. Dunbar police said a burglary suspect told them he broke into a relative's home to recharge his phone. You've already made one mistake.
Yeah.
And then he stole her security system because he didn't want her to see him on camera when he masturbated to pornography.
Wait a minute. Okay. You got to do something while your phone is charging.
Takes a long time.
Yeah.
Look at this. Think of this process.
I only
have
one bar.
I need to charge my phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where can I do
Where
it?
Where can I do it? Can I do it at the Subway restaurant?
Well,
which is usually used term.
His mistake was not going to the Dunbar Apple store.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who has a cable that fits my phone and who has an electricity bill that's up to date?
Uh-huh. Right.
I have a Nokia Pebble.
Right. Pebble. He might be a pusher.
Do you hear Nokia's re-releasing the 3310?
No.
The original,
the
brick phone.
Yeah, no. The little one. Yeah, they are. They really
Brand
are.
New version.
Just as
not a bit.
As an attempt to tap into nostalgia?
Yep.
Nostalgia.
I don't know. Like, so that everybody's like.
Has little buttons
baby
on the
boomer,
bottom.
Yeah, everybody's like baby boomer uncle can be happy again.
Or it's like the new fidget block. You just use that?
Yeah.
Those things are amazing.
Fidget square.
Fidget spinners.
Fidget spinners.
I've never touched one or seen one.
They're the best thing in the world.
I'll bring you one.
Oh, really?
They are highly satisfying.
They are so satisfying.
What is so satisfying?
You just spin it and you let it spin. Let it and it sit. Never stops spinning. And the sound of it is amazing. The feel of it, the weight of it.
But I feel like somebody, and I want to say it's probably Breitbart, is like putting them out in the world to get us off of thinking about things.
That's how it works. Mm-hmm. It's a big distraction.
They're soothing. I see kids in line with them, just spinning them and just kind of like being just in space, looking around.
It's magic.
Really?
It's magical. My son loves them. But I will say this. I think this guy wanted to masturbate first.
Okay, but he...
And he needed a spot, and he knew where the porn was.
He needs to charge his phone, so then he decides, my only option is to break into a relative's home.
Well, that's where the porn is.
And then once in there, starts to masturbate. Mm-hmm.
To porn online?
I'm saying this front door was open.
He didn't care. It's all about the window break.
He knows where the key is. Yeah. I'm saying figuratively, this guy's front door is always open.
I'm about to tell you guys, he is in the running for, like, top shelf of names that we've had.
I cannot wait to hear.
He's the mayor of Dunbar.
Wellington Billsley III.
It's even more on brand than that.
John Flotto.
Jan. Brad Gruff.
Tristan. Torrell.
Yeah.
Tucker.
Tristan Tucker.
Triple T, son of a bitch.
Now, Triple T, you get in here.
You got your tri-tip in here, son of a bitch.
Tri-tip. They call me tri-tip.
Triple T.
Triple T, y'all. It's a Triple T nut.
You know what rhymes with Tucker? You know what rhymes with Tucker?
Tell you right now, I'm about to drink this Mountain Dew Code Red, and I'm going to kick some ass.
Triple T in the place to be.
Oh, my God.
Y'all know what Triple T likes? Y'all know what Triple T likes?
Tristan is so delicate. Tristan, what was the middle one?
Torrell.
Tristan Torrell.
Tucker.
Tucker. Tucker. Now, Tristan Torrell.
What? You call me T-Truck. I know it's Tug, but you call me T-Truck.
T-Truck. Why don't you back that T-Truck back here?
Tristan Torrell.
T3.
Tucker.
My name's Tucker, and I'm here to fuck her.
Yeah, T3, bitch.
Tristan Torrell. Tucker of St. Albans was charged Thursday with daytime burglary. That's a charge.
Daytime
burglary.
Do you think daytime is less or more than nighttime
more
burglary in West Virginia?
I think it's more because people are like, that's stupider.
Yeah. After an incident was reported April 23rd on Dunbar Avenue in Dunbar.
It's going to the heart.
According to a criminal complaint filed in Kanawha County Magistrate Court, Dunbar police said the relative said she believed Tucker had broken into her home. Why? Because he had done it several previous times.
So he was the reason for the security system.
Exactly.
He's why she got the security system.
Which doesn't seem to be working very well.
No.
Right.
I mean, I'm getting nanny cams, teddy bear cams. Mm-hmm. I'm literally wiring my house.
It was just an old video camera sitting on top of the TV, right?
Yeah, like VHS tape loader. Yeah. Of course.
Mm-hmm. Like an old news guy.
That's what he took with
put on your shoulder. Yeah.
Police said Tristan Terrell Tucker told them he broke through the window using a glass-breaking tool. He had a glass-breaking tool, guys.
If you are walking around during the day with a glass-breaking tool.
Well, I'm about to tell you how he had it, and it's going to make even more sense to you about Tristan Terrell Tucker. He had the glass-breaking tool on the end of his pocket knife because he wanted to charge his cell phone.
Yes. I love that you're acting like this is weird.
Yeah. Jason.
It's that spike, right? It's that spike at the end of the multi-tool.
The little, the little
spike. Oh, I see it as like a thing he cuts a circle and then, you know, just pops it right out.
Those, along with Dobermans and Quicksand, had their heyday in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? It was like 80s movies had Dobermans, Quicksand,
I mean, this is,
and then the circle cutter.
The loss of Quicksand in this world is the reason we should still be in the Paris Agreement.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
I agree.
We're losing Quicksand.
The Quicksand is drying up.
I was just watching Blazing Saddles. I was like, oh, yeah, Quicksand. Yeah. They start the movie out with some Quicksand.
Am I wrong, or is the world rising? So good.
So she knows why he did it, because he's done it before. He had a glass-breaking tool on the end of his knife, and he wanted to charge his cell phone.
Yeah.
While inside the residence, he said he started watching pornography on the phone. And you're saying that was his intent from the jump? Yes. Or did he just be like, well, if it's
he's probably jerking off in his car, his phone died.
He's like, oh, my favorite
part. I'm close. What do I do? I got to finish this off. I don't have a charger.
So he starts watching his phone. Then he began to masturbate.
Yeah. Okay.
The complaint said,
that's a weird choice to masturbate to the phone. This could be a commercial for an Android.
He couldn't find the remote.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But like you're holding the phone.
Yeah. Well, you only need one hand. Well, maybe
I guess
don't.
That's true, but like, God, that's a lot of multi. Like, there was a time.
You think he was like leaning it up against the throw pillow?
Yeah, maybe.
A mantle.
Because remember when Sheryl Crow had to do like the national anthem for
the World Series?
And we all masturbated to that? No. But she had to do so many things. She had to like hold the guitar.
She was
and
playing a harmonica. She had the mic. She had to come out.
She had to do too many things. Like, if you're masturbating, that should be your focus. You shouldn't have to know the angle of holding.
It's not some Reggie Watts routine.
Yeah. Right. Thank you. It seems like he's doing too much.
He's on wah-wah pedals and everything.
The complaint said that Tristan Terrell Tucker told police he stole the security cameras and the DVR box. I don't understand what...
This is a high-level security system.
Xfinity cable has to do with her security cameras.
It's running straight into a hard drive.
Yeah. And the DVR box from the home because he didn't want his relative to see him masturbating on camera. Don't masturbate in her house.
He has no shame, and then he suddenly has a lot of shame.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Well,
He went from.
That's generally the order of things.
Yeah. And he's like, yes. Y'all, once I got the demon out of me, I realized how wrong I'd been.
So then I collected everything up and I left.
If ever there was an argument for not getting, like, security cameras, this is it.
I don't think it was a security camera at all. I think he just started stealing equipment. He was like, she's been watching.
It was an old, like disposable, camera. Where you're gonna, like, wait for the orange light. Remember we used to all wait for an orange light? And he thought that was the security.
Like the old Logitech ball.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That too.
That is
and it's probably recording onto this thing, box.
Yeah. He just starts removing all
electronics.
Yeah, that has
a plug. Let's get that.
Yep. Police said he told officers he took the cameras. This is where it starts to get Fargo-ish. Mm. He told officers he took the cameras behind a store and stomped on the DVR and then threw everything into the river so it could not be recovered. He is thorough.
Like a dead body.
I mean, if he would put as much time into
masturbating as he does into breaking the evidence.
Or looking for a
job.
Also,
by the way, if he hadn't told anyone, no one would have known he was masturbating.
No.
Right?
The window break might have tipped off to watch the security cameras.
They're all in the river.
No, but were there other cameras?
So there's no evidence. He's giving himself up.
Yeah. Who is he confessing?
Well, I masturbated and I tried to get rid of the. Like, you could have just said, I broke the window and I felt bad and then I just tried to cover it up. Like, you could have skipped the whole middle part.
He is not ashamed about masturbating in this house. He's ashamed that someone might have seen it.
Right. No, I feel bad about breaking that window. I'm going to ask you guys right now.
Uh-huh. How old?
How old is Tristan Terrell Tucker, y'all?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age.
You can go first or last.
I'll go last this time.
Okay. 10 years per T. He's 30.
30 years old.
10 per T. 10
per T.
I think this cat's 56 years old. And I'm not
56
kidding.
Is solid. 56-year-old carries a multi-tool.
Thank you.
56-year-old
carries a multi-tool.
Yes.
Because you never know. Tristan
Terrell
is a name. He is 39.
39
years old. Tristan Terrell Tucker. For all of our people playing home, there's your time to guess. He is 27 years old.
Oh, Randy.
Randy with the closest.
Wow.
Tucker is currently being held at the South Central Regional Jail on $10,000 bond or 10% cash.
So if anybody's got that, head on down there.
Yep. Head on down there.
He'll be down
there masturbating.
Tristan Terrell Tucker.
Yes.
Triple T.
Imagine, you know that he was like, I got to get this. I got to get these security cameras out
of
here.
Crazy thing is that he just did it to his... I mean, I guess he knew his cousins
or aunt or whatever.
Would have a charger just laying around.
Right.
Right. And then he decided after.
Remember that commercial in the Super Bowl where like people are doing something amazing and they want to take a video of it and then wheel starts going because it's about to shut down on the thing? This is it.
I think he has the full charger on him. He's just looking for an outlet.
He needs a mobile charger.
Just picture him standing in front of that or behind that business after stomping all this equipment being like, I don't think it's good enough. I got to get rid of it.
We got to get this stuff
and then
wet.
Throws it into the river.
Throw it in the river. And each time he stomps, he's saying something else to it. I told you. Never.
You know what? I should probably masturbate on this stuff.
Yeah. And then confess to that.
But then
Triple T!
Gotta get it wet.
It's like the scene from Office Space where they're just destroying the facts.
I love it.
Triple T, we down. Two segments down. We come back. One more story and a special voicemail. Maybe coming from the great beyond. Not even the great beyond, but this great galaxy of ours.
Sure.
It's Dumb People Town. Chris Sullivan, Dan Van Kirk. Stay with us.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Dumb People Town. Also, we say it all the time, but join the Facebook page, follow it, like it on iTunes. If you guys could just leave us a 5-star rating and review it, that always helps keep us in the mix up top.
If you haven't done that yet, please do.
Please do.
Yeah.
All right, you guys ready for the last story?
Yep.
This was sent in by Kyle Spicher, S-P-E-I-C-H-E-R. Is that where you go? Or you go, Spicher.
Spicher. Depends on what part of the country.
Yeah. I know. He also has an American flag emoji in there. At TV Kyle. Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.
Wilkes Bar? Bear? I don't know. Mm-hmm.
We'd say bar.
Yeah? Wilkes Bar? I don't even know what state this is. Maybe we'll find out when we read it. A man seen with his pants down, allegedly defecated on the top step of a church on Wednesday. That is...
that's his contribution.
That is leaving
his collection plate.
Leaving a little something for Jesus.
That's his protest?
Yeah, I mean, that's the uniform in Dumb People Town, right? Mm-hmm. Just pants down. Doesn't pants matter what down. You're wearing if your pants are down. Pants.
James Body. Robert Russell. Jim Bob, if you will.
James absolutely. Robert. Russell. Three first names.
Jim Bob Russ.
Jim Just Bob be happy Russ. He's shitting on top of a church step and not killing people and putting them in a freezer.
I hope his name is James Bob Russell, but he wants to be called Rusty. Like he absolutely. Derives his nickname from his last name. Right.
James Robert Russell could easily be Jim Bobby Ross.
Jim Bobby Ross.
Jim Bobby Russ.
Yeah.
Jim Bobby
and it's
Russ.
Just it's just character actors, serial killers, and people in Dumb People Town that go by all three names.
All three.
Yes. Jim Bob Russ.
He was seen around 1:03. Around.
Literally, around 1:03.
And then a very specific
I don't know.
Time.
That's, yes. No. Approximately.
He was seen around 1:03 p.m. Mm-hmm. at the corner of North Main and Maple Streets.
That's so, afternoon.
Afternoon shitting on a church step.
Wow.
You want to be arrested.
So this
right?
is daytime defecation.
Yes.
If he
which
could
is
do,
not as bad as nighttime defecation.
If he could do it, do you think Bill Maher would do the same thing?
Yeah.
Just shit on church steps.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you would. I mean, the good news is that people really don't take churches that seriously in this country.
In this country, no.
I'm sure there'll be no repercussions for this guy.
Russell, who appropriately, just because it feels like it, was carrying a blue bag and a blue milk crate. Why? Where? Who knows?
What? Both.
He matched a description provided by a witness of a man seen with his pants down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When police, who you're going to find out, really didn't want to do any work.
No.
Talk to him. They said he couldn't focus on their questions and continually ate from a large container of strawberries.
Well, at least
that's
he's eating
healthy. By the way, power move.
Yeah.
Because you can't, because of the leaves.
Stem. Wait,
the
do you eat them? I know some people who eat whole strawberries.
No.
They'll eat the leaves and everything.
I'll eat a whole
peanut,
though.
Which makes your life so much easier if right. you do.
I'll eat a whole peanut, though. I'll just... shell and all.
You'll go shell?
I'll go shell and all if I need to.
Wow.
Every
really?
Once every once in a while.
I knew a guy in Rochelle, Illinois.
Savage.
Jay LaRue. He ran the mobile church out at the Petro truck stop.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
He would eat the bones.
Of what?
Chicken.
Oh, I was going to say people.
No.
How do you do that?
He would have a drum leg, finish it off, and then
okay,
start breaking down the bone, and he would eat chicken bones.
He lived to be 142.
He shat out like
Jay
darts.
LaRue. He was like a biker version of Robert Duvall. Yeah. I mean, really, just really like I'm gonna tell you. It was
Jay LaRue eats the bone.
Yeah, that's actually a very good Jay
LaRue. Don't waste nothing.
What was the Cleveland restaurant? Greenhouse Tavern.
Yeah,
from across the street from Hilarities in Cleveland.
Yep,
they made chicken wings that they cooked for so long at such a high temperature that you could eat the bones.
What?
And they were really good.
What?
Really good.
So they were like boneless, bone-in wings?
Oh, they were great.
So good.
Oh, you both ate the bones.
Best wings I've ever had.
And then we went to a church and shit on the top step. Is that weird?
You were saying this is a pro-power move of this guy. Because
to eat the strawberries. To eat strawberries is like you're just there, like you just went to a farmer's market. You know what I mean? You don't have a care in the world. You pick it up, and just by holding it by the thing, you're holding it in the way someone holds an afternoon teacup.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just take it, and then you just eat it, and maybe a little bit of stuff dribbles down.
Yep.
So you take out a handkerchief from your milk crate and you just
sorry.
Why? Yeah, you
in
just
my mind
away.
Of this story too, you that guy or you doing that is being asked a question and minimum 45 seconds before you answer.
Oh, one of my
two
favorite,
strawberries.
One of my favorite scenes in the movie Vacation was Brian Doyle Murray as the motel owner, and he's eating the watermelon, and he has a handkerchief that he's spitting the seeds into,
and he does the line at the very line. He's like, "You need our address. Why do you need our address?" Spit.
We like to send out a mailer.
So good, but it was like the eating of that must have been so. I'm always so much more comfortable when I'm eating in a scene that we're shooting. Like, always
having something to do helps.
Yeah.
Something like, In the Nick, you were always like pouring alcohol. You were like drinking a beer.
Throw me an apple.
Throw me an apple.
I'll eat an apple.
I will be the most natural I've ever been if I'm eating something in a scene.
Isn't it Ocean's 11 or Ocean 12 where Brad Pitt's eating in every single scene?
Every single time you see him, he's eating something.
He's like, at one point, he's holding an entire shrimp cocktail and dipping it.
That's
funny.
He's eating in every scene. Which, by the way, continuity nightmare for whoever's running that nightmare.
You gotta have 12 new ones prepared.
And he just is eating all day long.
Yeah. I guarantee you, Brad Pitt spit all that stuff out. Like,
it's who was the guy talking about the guy in. In the curly haired kid,
Rich Little.
No, come on,
Richard Simmons.
No,
they haven't found
him. Gene Simmons,
who's a vegetarian, who had to eat that steak. Man, I could throw this football over that mountain. John Grease, yeah,
it was a vegetarian, and in that scene, man, I could throw this football. Napoleon Dynamite, I could throw this football over that mountain. He's eating a steak the whole time, and he's a vegetarian, and so every single time they cut, he spit all of it out into like a towel and.
Really?
And threw it out.
Yeah.
I was like, send out a mailer.
Yeah.
send out a mailer. So please talk to him. They said he couldn't or wouldn't focus on their questions and continually ate from a large container of strawberries.
Again, I kind of like him that he did.
James Robert Russell, who denied pulling down his pants, was allowed to leave.
Wow!
The cops. You've got a guy walking around eating strawberries and a milk.
I wish there was a way we could take one of your strawberries, get your DNA, scoop up the human poop, and match it.
And he matched the witness report, and they were like, "He's like, it wasn't me." And they're like, "All right."
You know, he's like, "I don't know nothing."
Yeah,
he'd already taken the security system.
Officers returned to the location.
You want my street? What do you need my address for? We like to send out a mailer.
It was still in his mouth. He spit it out first, please.
All right. That's it. Sorry.
I loved it. Don't you apologize for anything fun we do on Dumb People Town. We're in the town, baby.
That's right.
Officers return to the location. So they go find the guy who matches the description. He strawberry big times them.
Yep. Strawberries him.
I
bet he's got Sherry's berries, too. Like big, thick ones with chocolate on the bottom.
Yeah.
With a swizzle. He's got a swizzle.
He used Stone Cold Steve Austin's promo code to buy them.
I got a swizzle on here.
Oh, enter Stone Cold at checkout at sherrysberries.com. What?
officers return to location. So now they're like, well, I guess we can go back. They simultaneously didn't want to really do their job and then also have nothing else to
do. How mad is the church at this point?
Right. Y'all, we still got shit on the step here. And you know that pastor works that into the next week's sermon.
When there's shit on the step, there is love in your heart.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Officers returned to the location where they spoke to a witness who said the suspect, quote, pooped on the steps.
Yeah. Fine.
Guys, just the quotation of a story in Dumb People Town, all it says in quotes, pooped on the steps.
Yep.
I was like,
steps.
You're in Dumb People Town.
Yes, welcome.
Upon closer inspection to the location of where the pooping happened, police observed human feces on the top step of the church surrounded by
strawberries. This is like
detective work.
This is like the fact that he's leading
the Hansel and Gretel of shitting.
The poop thickens, guys. Yeah. The poop thickens.
I hope it was at least.
Meanwhile,
are there seeds?
a block and a half away, or hopefully in my mind, within.
Like you could
see him from the steps,
just
still
eating strawberries, watching.
Yeah,
just little half strawberries all the way down the street,
like a trail.
Yeah,
Hansel and Gretel.
After finding the half-eaten strawberries, it's safe to say they just say it here. James Robert Russell, Jim Bob Russ, has been charged. Police did not say what church the incident occurred at.
I think this should just be the curious case of the strawberry shitter.
Also, guys,
how is that not like?
Well, what do they do when someone throws
the latest lemony snicket? The curious case of the strawberry shitter. Look, what do they throw on like throw up in elementary school?
Oh,
strawberry salt.
Yeah.
So maybe he was just trying to handle the situation that he created organically without using chemicals.
Right.
Like I remember when kids would throw up. Remember our janitor in school, Bill Newcomb.
Bill Newcomb
would come super. thin
Newcomb.
Guy.
Newcomb.
Bill Newcomb.
Yeah, Bill.
Bill Newcomb would come in and just
throw a bunch of strawberry salt.
I just remember the
He would throw strawberry salt at every problem.
You try and strawberry salt that shit away. Literally.
Which means to me, Jim Bob Ross, in doing that, like said to himself, throwing the strawberries on his shit, close enough.
Close enough.
I really think this episode needs to be called The Curious Case of the Strawberry.
It also means, guys, that the cops first went to the location, then talked to Jim Bob Ross, then went back, and it wasn't till the second time they noticed the strawberries.
I mean, he was doing everything he could to get caught.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a guy who wanted to get caught.
Shitting on a church step at 1 in the afternoon and then throwing the evidence you're going to continue to carry around with you is a cry for an arrest.
Well, I'm going
to
make a statement about religion that might get me in trouble. But
at Sklar Brothers.
Christianity is a religion that is values redemption.
And forgiveness.
So, forgiveness and redemption. So for him to go out there and do that sets him up for a tremendous, I accept Jesus, this is I.
Oh, his, yeah.
His, I will redeem myself.
His altar call testimony is strong.
When he gets up and tells the story of, I used to go out and eat strawberries and shit on the top step, and now I'm in here for Sunday Mass.
Y'all, I'm shitting in here. I used to be like y'all. I used to be out there on the top step of the Lord's doorway.
Just defecate all over this.
I've never done that, Stuart.
I'm just pooping, and y'all looking at me, you're poopers too.
I'm a pooper, but not.
Y'all are poopers. Y'all poop every day of your lives, throwing strawberry at your problems.
Dale, give him the snake to hold.
Now I want you to come up here one by one, and I'm going to hit you with this poop jacket, and you're going to feel the power of the Lord.
Honey, he feeds everyone strawberries instead of the cracker of Christ.
Look, that's the combo. That's the blood and body of Christ.
I've never heard in my life, and we are not going to skip over it, the cracker of Christ.
the Christ cracker.
Oh, Jesus Christ on a cracker.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I will say, when I was a kid, they would give us like cubed pieces of white Wonder Bread. Mm-hmm. And when you are 8, 9, 10 years old, that is the greatest piece of bread. A little cube of just white bread and then some grapefruit juice.
I grew up in a very small Methodist church, and they would bring around a big crusty loaf of French bread.
Oh, no.
And me and my brother, just a full handful, like right down
the middle.
Some boys away from the loaf.
Some unapproving, like one of your grandma's friends named Dorothy, just being like, those goddamn Sullivan boys.
There's never anything left when they get to the back row.
It's all crust in the back because the Sullivan boys are scooping out the inside.
I'm going to leave a comment. They take too much of the flesh of the Lord.
They're taking too much.
It's
not a bread bowl.
We're all supposed to consume Jesus.
And look at them now. They're 6'5", 6'6".
Yeah.
It's too much height for a human
being. You guys bring your own butter.
Yeah.
The Sullivan boys are out there. Like
olive oil and vinegar.
I'll tell you what. There's someone in your church now. Like, I'll tell you what. Too much Jesus. You know what that gets you? Taser face.
Speaking of Taser face. He left us a voicemail.
Apparently he wants to start submitting stories,
but he doesn't know how.
Let's take a listen.
I don't know, Jeff. It's ringing. Give me a second. Hello. Sklar Brothers. Their name is Sklar. What kind of name is Sklar? Listen, I am sailing through this galaxy, and we are trying to submit stories to your podcast. We're trying to figure out what this hashtag situation is, because I've got a man on my ship named Jeff that is the dumbest man in the universe! That's right, Jeff! And boy, do I have stories to tell you. His pants are down 50% of the time. He's walking around this ship drooling with his buttocks out. So if I could, I need a hashtag DDK, Daniel V, Dan Van, some idiotic name. Please tell me. My number is Ox 4. Seven slack. Come fast. Please return my call as soon as you can. Again, this is Taser Face!
Wow.
I didn't catch the number.
We'll get back.
I mean, like his enthusiasm.
We can star 69 him, maybe? I don't
know. Does that still work?
I don't know if that works. But he's got a lot of enthusiasm.
Yes, I feel like he's living in a dumb people town.
There'll be some great stories on that ship with Jeff. So, all right, we'll give it a try. We'll see it. Hey, if he listens...
That's canon, by the way.
Yeah.
Randy, that's canon.
Mm-hmm. That is. Canon. And listen to me.
Sorry.
Hashtag, it's DPT... It's dumb people town. No, what do they hashtag it, Dan?
Dumb people town.
Dumb people town.
Dumb people town.
That's simple. Taserface, if you're listening, hashtag dumb people town.
And we're good.
And you're good. You can send them to at dumb people town or at Daniel Van Kirk.
Yeah, at DBT podcast, at Daniel Van Kirk.
We'll find it. If you hashtag dumb people town, we will find it. Send it. Send the stories. Thank you for sending all these stories. And maybe we can get a story from Taserface at some point.
I would love it.
That would be great. Chris Sullivan, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
People can follow you on Twitter.
Yeah, at Sullivan Tweet.
At Sullivan Tweet. Yep. Instagram, you do a great job on Instagram. You are a great follow on Instagram.
Oh, no. I'm off Instagram.
You off?
I'm off now.
You were so good for
so long.
I'm
narrowing it down. Social media was coming too much for
me,
man.
Okay, but you were so good for so long. So we'll just follow you on Twitter, and we'll do it that way. God,
and watch him on all his great stuff.
This is Us.
Yeah, we get back to shooting the end of July. Season 2
fantastic.
Coming your way.
Fantastic, yeah, dude. Man. You are great on that. And, of course, Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Get it on
DVD. Get out to the theaters, guys. Just we really want this to do well.
Yeah, I mean, look. It's
a little movie that could.
This is Us. This is Us.
This is Us telling you.
This is Us telling you to do that.
Yes. Chris, I thought you were great in The Drop.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
I love it.
Nobody messes with my bar, you know?
I know.
Yeah. All right, guys, that's it. This is Dumb People Town.
Enjoy that cracker of Christ.
Enjoy your cracker of Christ, and God damn it, let's get back to work.
Dumb, 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 dumb.